Okay, Mr. Ralph. Okay, was there conditions Avi Mori, Yaakov bin Yisrael Pinchas, was there conditions Daniel Shane, and Shoshua Fala. Okay, today's packet Chavav in Yoni Hilchas Tefillah. So the Shaila that we're going to talk about today is holding things during davening. So this comes up a lot. You see every once in a while, you see somebody that is holding a baby during Shmon Esrei. Or sometimes they put on that
baby carrier,
whatever, harness, whatever you call it. Yeah, and they daven Shmon Esrei. So, women, men, I've seen everybody. So the question is that allowed? Let me ask you another question. Could you even carry a sitter? Is it pashut that you're allowed to carry a sitter? So that's so we have to see the Indian, because this is a an Indian that that comes up, and you have to learn it the Indian just like anything else. So look in the Gemara Sukkah and Mem Aleph on the base on page one. Amalei Mar Bar Amemel Ravashi Abba Tzvui Kamaslei Beisvi Lo Yochaz Adam Tefillin BeYadav Sefer Torah BeChekov Yispala. So it says you're not allowed to hold tefillin or a sefer Torah and daven Shmon Esrei. And then the other thing, Lo Yashnim BeMayim. And then the Gemara says other things also. Let's see Rashi. Lo yochas adam mispa. They should torah hub machshon so shall lo yid shall you pull me yado. V'iz bezuvein da'ito mishavas alav betfilaso. In other words, if you're going to hold tefillin or you're going to hold the sefer Torah during davening, so it's going to shter your kavana because you're afraid that it's going to fall out of your head, and then it'll be misvaza. And then the Gemara says and. Look further on Rashi. Mo'os shelo yispazru. V'kikar shem yipol yeh nimas. Right? Maybe if you hold food. Depends what you hold for the 3 second rule or not. I hold for the 3 second rule. Not everyone holds for the 3 seconds. Oh, Habari. Shalom. Good to see you, Rachaim. Shmacka Hingel. So these things you can't hold during Shmon Esrei. Then the Gemara says, "Tanya, Reb Leza, second white line. Tanya, Reb Leza, Bar Tzadu Goyim. Kachayam in Hogan Shal Anshe Yushalayim. The minute of Anshe Yushalayim, Adam Yotze Mi Beiso V'Lovo Biyado." He's coming, in other words, with beholding the lulav on the way to shul. Holach lebeisach neses lulav biyado. Walking to shul, not like we do today. Today, maybe you're putting it in a lulav bag, and it is. No, mamish lulav biyado means that you're holding it kederach hamitzvah. Lulav biyado. Holach lebeisach neses lulav biyado. Kor kriyishma umispalel. Lulav biyado. So you see that Anshe Yushalayim would carry the lulav even b'shas Shmon Esrei, right? Mispalel lulav biyado. So what's the word? So what do you want to say that he's not going to be as torrid for those things? So if you drop your lulav, nishkeferlich. You drop tefillin. Drop a sefer Torah, drop a lulav nishkeferlich. It's not the best thing in the world, but obviously the tirda is not the same. It says korei b'torah v'nosis kapov v'nichol gavikaka. If you're laying the Torah, so you're not going to be able to. Well, you're a koyin and you're nosis kapov, so you can't carry the lulav. Manicha Gabikakim. Holo Lovakir Hole, Holim, Lunachem Availim, Lulova Biyodo. Nichnas the base of Medrash. But when you nichnas the base of Medrash, so then what should you do? Shagi lova biad beno biad avdo biad shlucho. My commercial mon laudiacha kama hayuz reason be mitzvahs. So it's a tremendous chibuv hamitzvah that Anshe Yerushalayim would be carrying the lulav the whole day. Right? It's a maradika thing. But Nogel in Yaneinu is what's also to do during Shemon Esrei. Oh. Have a package for... Yeah. Oh, look on. Yes. So, let's go here. The new neighbor of yours. So all these things are. So you're not allowed to. And what would be pashtut if you did it? It's not right, but you would still be yotzei pashtut. We'll see. Can you imagine anyone saying that you would not be yotze Shemon Esrei if you did that? Could you imagine such a thing? That anyone could say such a thing?
So maybe you say if you're free, you didn't have the proper kavana, you would just Shemon Esrei. You were so worried about
So Rav Yosef is saying that if you hold that the Kavod of Shmon Esrei is Ma'akev for the first bracha, he's saying over the famous Rav Chaim in the Sefer that says that you have to have Kavod al Omid Lufnei Hashem for the whole Shmon Esrei, but Perish Amilos is just for the first bracha. La'li Kufa. Of course, it's better to. Okay. So that's what it says in the Gemara. So it's mashmit to din and kavana. It's a din and tirda. And look at the Rambam, Hilchos Tefillin, page 5, Perek Hey, Halacha Hey. Chol Mokom, Lo Yochos Tefillin, Biyado, Vesevitar, Bezro, Vizpalo, Neshalibo, Torud, Behar. Lo Yochos Kelim, Umos, Biyado. Avon, Vizpalo, Hu, Vololova, Biyado, Vimos, Achad, Vineshu, Mitzvah, Sayoyim. Wow. Mitzvah Sayyim, you can even take a lulav in Mitn Shmon Esrei. That's a great chiddush. Yeah, the Gemara says it, but I'm saying it's a little bit chiddush. Yeah. So we'll get a. Yeah. So look what you saw.
The Anshe Yerushalayim for Mincha, did they have the lulav biyado?
The Anshe Yerushalayim pashtus had the lulav biyado the whole day.
So even Mincha?
Even Mincha. Pashtus, so, Anshe Yerushalayim, Mincha, lulav biyado.
The Rambam though is assuming maybe no, because if it's a mitzvah sayim, the mitzvah sayim is only in the morning by Hallel.
So then what does that have to do with Shmon Esrei? So it must be, it could be someone to say like the Netziv. The Netziv says that the shiurim of a kiyum a mitzvah is minimum. Kazayis, if you don't say the mitzvah matzah, but if you eat more, then it's also nitpas in the mitzvah. So the Netziv, I think, says also by here. You don't say in 1 second, you don't say, but if you put it more, you keep it more in your hand. Then you would say, then it's a bigger mitzvah. You keep it the whole day, it's a bigger mitzvah. Because if it wouldn't be a kiyum mitzvah at all, so it's mashma from the Rambam that it's a mitzvah sayoyim. It means that you get a kiyum hamitzvah throughout the whole day. So if you're holding the lulav and esrog in your hand the whole day, you get a mitzvah. Even though mida'ag bei nafik bei, as soon as you pick it up, you're yaseh. But the Netziv's word is that shiurim for the mitzvahs are minimum shiurim. Kezayis is a minimum. You want to eat 10 kezayisim at the Seder? So eat 10 kezayisim. So, and we don't say that everything else is just achilas rishus. That's the Netziv's chiddush. But maybe it's meduik in the Rambam. Because it says mitzvah hayom. So then mincha too. Right, Ari? Mincha too.
It's a mincha too.
Mincha too. Oh, so now we have to do a Truma Sedeshin, right? That's the minute. We have to do a Truma Sedeshin. So look on page 7. You have to know that the Poskim say that the Truma Sedeshin wrote the Shiloh too. It's not like an Igros Moshe that people asked him. He wrote the questions and wrote, like the Shagas Aryeh. No one ever asked the Shagas Aryeh this Kriya Shema D'Oraisa D'Rabbah. He made a Shaila. It's the Kriya Shema D'Oraisa D'Rabbah, and now I'm going to give you, because it's called Shut Shagas Aryeh. But it wasn't real. Shaila, how do you say that Misha Mesut? 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 How do The ageless topic in Tzorkli Zor Nami Shal Yochos Machzor, O Tfila Beyodo, the Spal Behem Kemogor Shon Vyam Kippur. Shirov Bnei Odom Ein Bespalim Vibachutz, as in Tzorkli Zor, Viki Gavna. Can you hold the Machzor when you daven? So we think.
Vibachutz means Paul.
One second. What he said, because he says, Rov b'nei Adam ain't mispalim mi bachutz, meaning what? Pal peh.
That mean not from
the yeah, most people daven with the sitter, not daven pal peh. As they tzorch lizar b'ki agavna. Is that what he's saying? Since most people need
that
a sitter.
That they don't know the nusach.
Hmm?
That they don't know the nusach, a special nusach for Yom Narayim. That's why. I'm as from Mebuchutz.
Mebuchutz meaning. Well, what does that mean? Mebuchutz.
But they don't know the Nusach unless they're holding the Machzor.
Was I don't think it has to do with the Nusach. But it has to do with the Nusach.
No, the words meaning it's a special Nusach.
Most people look inside.
Yeah.
I told you, my Rebbe. One of my rebbeim was Rav Avram Raful. His brother was Rav Yosef Raful. He's the head of the Haredi Sephardic community in Brooklyn.
Harari.
Okay, they call Harari Raful. So I was in his shiur in 1977. He was my rebbe. He was on the plane. They both were on the plane with Rav Huttner that got hijacked. 1970. So my Rebbe told us in Shir one day, he said, we didn't know what's going to be. So what one thing we did is we were chazming over the tefillahs for Yom and Arayim Baal Peh because we didn't know whether we were going to be let go by Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. That's what he told us. They were chazming over the tefillahs Baal Peh. You know the Your father, I'm sure, knows him from way back. He's no longer alive anymore. So the question is, are you allowed to? So you understand? So maybe the word is you have to. You can look in the machzor, but who says you can pick it up? Maybe you have to keep it on the stender or on the table. Is the truma sedeshin? To answer this question. For us, it's not a question because we know from life that everyone carries a sitter, a machzor, and during Shmon Esrei also. But the Truma Sedeshin is the one who discussed it. What's the din? So he says, Tshuva, Yirad Ein Tzorch Lizoyer, the Shaper Domin Lemeber Hochi. V'lo domi l'hachta osur b'braisa de l'el k'mo she'afarish. In other words, in the case of the braisa, there were things that are osur. You can't hold a tefillin. You can't hold a sefer Torah. You can't hold money. You can't hold a knife. In other words, they have kedusha. The kmiyas ubrachas ain matzilim b'shabbos m'nei hadleika. For few hungry by Geniza, shall always bazo. The cave and the din kiss a coach Islam in Mupu arts, Hashid Bizoya. Now, what was the which kind of machzor were they printed? Handwritten?
Handwritten.
Because he printed machzorin is. There's a shaila with what's if they have a din of kisvei hakodesh. You know, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, he says that the whole din that it says in the Gemara that you can't put a novi on top of a chumash and you can't put this on top of that, he says doesn't apply b'zman hazeh. It only applies when it was written on a cloth, on a regular. So then it had different levels of kedusha. In the world of print, they're all the same. That's the Aruch HaShulchan's
psak. They have Kedusha at all?
They have Kedusha at all is a good question.
I never know whether to do something if someone has like a safer on, like lying down on the bench where you're sitting, right?
Yeah.
If it doesn't have Kedusha, you don't have to worry about it.
Yes. Right. Yeah, so this is a whole topic on its own right, the different levels of Kedusha. Yeah, there's a koivetz called Am HaTorah. Agudas Yisrael put it out, it's called Am HaTorah.
Yeah.
The first one that was ever put out was for the Petira, in the Zeichen Nishmas, Rav Shizkel, Rav Moshe's son-in-law. They put out a koivitz in his memory, and Rav David Feinstein wrote a shtickle in that koivitz. The first one put out, what is it, Tafshin Lamed Aleph or something like that, he put out, and he says a chiddush that it could be that a Navi has more kedusha than a chumash. Ah, the Gemara says fakert. He says, no, because everything today is betfus. So a chumash won't have a din chumash if it's betfus. But a novi might still have a din novi even betfus, according to some poskim. So it could be that the novi is a real novi and the chumash is not a real chumash because it's betfus. So that was his chiddush that he said in that article was Zeichen Nishmas, his brother-in-law.
And he's assuming even the tfus that we have now, not the old type of tfus?
Yeah, so that's right. So that's a question about this tfus, that tfus. But so he's saying that machzorim is din kisvei kodesh. You know, if you ever people who are involved in the antique world, they have these auctions, Sotheby's and this. Himself, the sitter of the Kedushas Levi, and the you know his own sitter, and his own goes from a thousand. You can go from a lot of money. I have a fellow. Yeah, he's So he says. So if it's real Kisvei HaKodesh, so then maybe. There's a chashash that if it's going to fall, there's a bizoyim. So then it's going to share your kavana. Can the muchapach base the erev? The guy had a sefer al eskufa. I find a sefer Torah tefillin el shar. Nami hayu meimem kaiyutzrichim locha shel lo yiplu bizbozo. Fiza igel meimer shel libo doyeg al sefer shabiyado shel lo yipol la arts al yuchal lechavim. Right. So maybe it should be aser. Kamogam near the shari. Even the inner osa hamachzor or tefila el raka de lispa el oches should be a zayin, right? El rak kedei lispalo b'diyuk v'lo yudalek shum os leglu memeshal libu doeg alof kamo gabi ochas tefillin b'yado. Tosem eino tof surach l'shmira. L'ula says ma mitzvah achshav. He doesn't think it's the same. In other words, why is he holding the sitter? He doesn't want to skip words. But he doesn't have the same daiga. When he's holding the tefillin, he's obviously holding it because he's scared to let it. You know, he's some, you know, fool. So he's worried about it. But here he's not doing it. He's not holding on to the sitter because he's worried about the sitter. That is Mike. He's holding it because he wants to make sure he doesn't skip a word. So he says that if you're doing something because you're afraid it's going to get, you know, ruined, that's a tirda. But if you're doing it because of to help you with the davening, or because of the chavivas hamitzvah, so then it's not a masan shmishon also covered a level of torah. You know, if you don't do that, hold the tafsul l'shem tefila atzma k'din spal be'ian uvedian. Yofa ain't my son covered a lot of low torrid. If I can't, it's not torrid, and that's helping him do the mitzvah, and even a different mitzvah. That's a chiddush. Even if you're doing a mitzvah of lulav, which has nothing to do with the tefillah, it's still. What? Yeah, so the tefillah should be better. So he's matir. He's matir. A sitter, and the chor, the sitter he's matir, is probably, you know, certainly asidurim, where it's a question, you know, it's not probably even kisvei hakodesh, because it's made with the fuss, and it's made with the machine, and it's made with this and that. But Mustama, like someone said, like who said, someone said here before that Mustama's talking about sidurim of the yesteryear that were. A ksiva, a real ksiva.
So, Rebbe, so then a cell phone that has a sitter on it, it's lav shapra dom. The cell phone, you're worried it's going to fall. It has a sitter on it, one has whatever. That shouldn't be, according to Shumas Hadashin, that would be awesome then.
Yeah, why? Why? Let me hear.
Because you're worried it's going to fall. There's a sitter on it, it's not kodesh or anything. It's a cell phone, it's a dover chol. Iron has a sitter on it.
So it's a dover chol. But if you're using it to help you daven, we'll see. Is he torrid with it? I don't know. Could break. If you drop out of your hands. Depends which type of cell phone you have. The old kind of flip phones.
Those are
more fragile. Yeah. More fragile, yeah. The main thing you have to is as long as there's no water there, then there's no tear. If there's water, then it could. So let's look at the tour. Oh, yeah, page 8. Lo yichos b'yodo b'tfilin lo sevitar lo ka'aram le'a b'yir b'yodo lo sakin u'mo'os kikar m'nei sh'alibu aleim. Shalo yiplu miyodav yitro tispadel kavanosu. Oh. So let's look in the Bach. Okay, on page 9, the Bach, with the arrows. Ma'is chadosh. Rav Rabbeinu Yoina kosov. Deish mefarshim deshum dover ein lo litpos miyodav. The Rabbeinu Yonah says you shouldn't be holding anything. Not lav dafka these things that are mentioned in the Gemara. Anything. V'hani denokat lav dafka. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah says. He says, Velona here, he doesn't think it's right. Ordinarily, the Shlosha Chilukim Bedover. He says there are three chilukim in this issue of holding things during davening. What are the three chilukim? Kohani the Ika Tirda, the Bizayin Kisvi HaKodesh. So if it's going to be a Tirda, that you're going to be Mavazi Kisvi HaKodesh, you know, me Hezek Vagufo, Hefsid Mama. So you get something expensive that could break or face. Also, the Tafsan Biyado. Look what he says, Ari. In Tafsan Tzorech Lachzo Ulis Palo. If you take something, Tafsan Biyado, Tzorech Lachzo Ulis Palo. Wow. That's good. Thank you. Wow. So this is a big Kiddush, the Bach says. But Ari, it's a big Kiddush. You have to Sarach Lachzor on this power. That's number one. Velul of the mitzvahu, velo torid, mutu lechatchila. It's a pele. Lulav is a mitzvah. Velo torid. So something is not so fragile, but it's not a mitzvah either. So you shouldn't do lechatchila, but if you did it, you don't have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. So the Rebach says that there are three klolim. If it's something mamish, a fragile thing, tzarech lachzor l'spalo. If it's a lulav, mutar lechatchila. And something that's not a mitzvah, because it's a mitzvah. And something that's not a mitzvah, but you want, you know, aren't torrents, so lechatchila you shouldn't. But if you did it, you don't have to. So the shayla is, what's this Bach talking about? Like lachzor l'spalo. I understand. The poskim say, "Ein anu chozrim mishum kisaron kavana." Right? That's what that we're not. We don't repeat Shemoneh Esrei. People, not everyone having kavana. That's why we say a chassan has to daven mariv the night of his wedding. Because normally in the time of the Gemara they didn't, because they would share the kavana. But today we don't have so much kavana anyway.
Marv or Krishma?
Yeah. I mean, in the time of Gemara, he didn't daven, the spotter. But we don't do that. We daven regular Marv. So what is the Bach saying? Is the Bach saying only bizman that there was a that they were choizer mishum chisar and kavana? Then you have to be choizer for this. But if you're not going to be choizer for chisar and kavana, so this is erger. This is worse. This is because it's going to bring chisar and kavana. But you're not even choizer for chisar and kavana. So what's pshat the Bach? You hear the question? What's pshat the Bach? Bach says that you have to repeat. You have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. If you daven Shemoneh Esrei and you had a knife in your hand, you had money. So you had money in your hand. You have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei.
What are other situations that you have to repeat other than if you said the wrong thing but you forgot all the others? Say you're standing near like something that you're not
yeah.
You have to repeat?
Maybe. In certain maybe to what case of Tfilaso Toeva when you had to use the bathroom and things like that. And let's look a little more in the Shulchan Aruch. says Kishuvas Paolo Leuchas Biyado Tfilin Lo Safe Mikisve Kodesh Lo Kara Melea Lo Sakin Mos the Kikar Mishalibo Aleim Shalo Shalo Yiplu Yitra Yitbatal Kavanoso Vlulub is Mano Mutu Lachozo Haven Shahiza Biyado Himitsa Eno Nitrod Bishvilo. And look what the Magen Avraham says. V'lulav afal pishim yipol evshe yishe yiposel. But it's a mitzvah. And then the Magen Avraham says, mutu lechaz nofal seif for the fun of ala oretz eni yochel lechavim v'nei zeh mutu lehagbiok she yisayim habrach. And then the Taz says, "Nearly the mitamze yeshli zar gamkein the misha mispalol mitoch hasider sheyirsham tchila kol hamekom mishesharich lispalol bosa tefila v'lo yechapes acharem b'shoshem mispalol yifsok al yidezev v'lo yichavin yachar." I don't know whether it applies if you have a you know sitter that has the page numbers. Yeah. Oh. Okay. So let's see. So let's look now in the Pre-Chadosh. Pre-Chadosh on page 13. So the Pre-Chadosh speaks about this Bach. The Bach says again, if it's something that you really torahed and you're holding it during Shmon Esrei, you have to repeat Shmon Esrei. Kosev b'sefer Bach, the chol de'ika tirda the bizayin kisvei Hakodesh or hezek begufo or hefsed mamon, also latafsam biyodov im tafsam tzar lahazer ulispala. Fani Omer shall call him Moisiv Gospal. So the Pre-Chadosh doesn't like it. And that's a word we said before, but maybe I saw it already. Welcome page 14. Afilo Kivan Kaimalon come on. Shane Tsarach Lachzulas Pala. Because we hold that we're not Choyser people, Mishum Chisar and Kavana. We don't go back for Chisar and Kavana, Bisman as that. Oh. So what's Tran the Bach? So let's look in the Aruch HaShulchan, page 15. So he quotes the Gemara, Lo yochaz odom tefillin biyodov sefer Torah b'zrovi yispala. Yishein daitu mishevas olam betefillin. Yalibu, etc. Yisrash sham gam sachin amod sukara kikar ozulachar. You think you must say for Torah tefillin. There's a veir if it drops. Oh, davar sheish nezek l'gufa benifilosu k'mos sakin. Oh, hezek momem k'mos ukara v'kikar. Aval davar she'ein shum chashash b'nefilosam k'gon chutim u'mitpachas mutar. Handkerchief, please. Mishim omer v'chatchil osel etpos shum davar v'yodim shashmon esrei. Right, that's the Bach's odachich. V'chatchil, you shouldn't have anything. It's not makim b'dievet if it's not something that's going to cause but v'chatchil, you're not supposed to have anything. And then he says, "V'yesh misha omer." He quotes the other Bach. The chol she elu shechoshev hashas im tofsam biyodo tzorach lzachzor lispalo. And he says, "Udvarim tumuhim he afilu fiz man hashas shayu chozrim b'shvil chisar and kavod." He says, even b'zman of the shas that you would have to repeat Shmon Esrei if you didn't have kavana, he doesn't think that just because you held these things. That you have to repeat Shmon Esrei. Unless he says b'feirish, you know, I was holding this thing and I talked, didn't have kavan. But say he was holding this thing and he had kavan. Right? It's not impossible. He could be holding a sefer Torah and have kavan. So bizman chazal, when they be chozer, mishum chisar and kavan, you'd have to be chozer and bizman is not. So certainly we shouldn't follow the Bach.
It has to be the Bach holds somehow that it's not about either that it's a guarantee, meaning it can't be, even the Bach can't even hold that it's a guarantee that Jim have Kavana, so it's nowadays we wouldn't go back for that.
Right.
So he has to hold that it's like possible in A-U-B for some reason.
For some reason.
Like it's like
okay, so we have to look down the Sefer Torah's Chaim. That's the son of the Machane Chaim. The Machane Chaim was known as the Hungarian Reb Chaim. There are a couple of Sfarim, Ungarish Rabbanim, that are known to be like a similar Sfaradika style like Reb Chaim Brisker. So one of them is the Machane Chaim. I think Rabbi Obam discussed this and the Marshag, I think also they put those two together. So he's the son of the Machane Chaim, the Torah Chaim. So he wrote a parish on Shulchan Aruch for Chaim. So let's see what he says. He quotes this Bach also. He wants to discuss page 2017. Shehu mispal kozav Bach heichad the ikat tirda bizoin kisvei kodesh ikay. Has a good begufo hefsim mama also tafsim biyodov in tafsim tzorich lachzul spal. Because the boilers told me the end of our mukhuvanim. The gamataz tamalov the lama tzorich lachzul spal. Aloeinu and a nimli. It's not impossible to have kavana even though you did one of the things that are in the Gemara. But you can still have kavana if. So what's the pshat? Then he says like this, Manavshach, im yore lani, why is he holding the Sefer Torah? Im yore lani, chum yodo ha Sefer Torah, it's filled with ganvi, because someone's going to steal the Sefer Torah. This comes up, you know, when it comes up also in the airport, right? And you have things with you. And you're afraid to let go or, you know. But he says, if that's why you're holding it, that's a mitzvah that you're holding it and it shouldn't get stolen. Kimo lulav, veina torah. So lulav is a mitzvah, it's also a mitzvah that you should hold it. If you put a sefer Torah down, someone will steal it. So it's a mitzvah that shouldn't get stolen.
So he holds the din that it's a problem is only if you're holding it for no reason.
So that's what he's asking. Well, what's the problem? And if not, so why is he holding it? If he can't put it down because he's afraid it's going to get stolen, so I understand. So then it should be mitzvah, it should be okay. And if you could put it down, so why isn't he putting it down? Why would he blatantly not follow Chazal? V'od nirali came into Amru Rabbanu the Torah b'hu as be'emes hu min aminim na shi'e yochol chavim. Right as a misuka, the menal chalik ben lulav ledvarim. And now, do machil ben yochol chavin olo, mahay tanin zitzlui kamatzle lulav biyodo, shir benapshav yodo she chavin shape psiloso. Agam shal lulav biyodo ve emes hadatanil lo yochos, kam ken adin kain, vim yode she yochol chavin roshay likach biyodo. He says, if a person knows he could have kavan, so that he should be able to, in other words, Rakstam osur. If a person doesn't know, then he shouldn't. Veichil ben lulav shardvara. His mashma, he says from the Gemara, that even though you know you still have kavana, you still should not hold these things. So he says, Kasav Rikya Yosef, Rishayim and Marie Malko. Tal Yispal Yeshiv Tina Kofon of Bishashim's Polish Master. You shouldn't dive with a little team up there. And Tais says,
Frozen up by Simon. No.
He says, he writes here on the left side of page 20, Shabbos at Sarah Mesilas Habarza, or the airport, right? Mesiari Shimyaniach Biodo, it's a Kishal of Anikra brief tosh.
Briefcase.
Right, briefcase, or laptop, your laptop. You don't leave your laptop. Yeah, you look at the laptop. So you're going to hold it, Joshua Nesra. And then you call the Chavik Aroy. I can't. Is if you don't hold it. If you hold it, you feel secure. There's no man that the other shake, Zikubiado, holds my seal, because they should be on the Kavana. So if one wish is really the came because of yeah. So could we for kids? Could be for kids that they that will share the kavana more. Put it if some better come to this, you know, the airport, a poor person could come up and happy a thing. But if I, pocketbook, which is David Shmuel. It says, the pocketbook before you load them the hotel. Because it says there's another story to say that, there's one idea, another story the post can give, that that's a chisar and obed lefnei hamelech. Omen of Melech, when you go to the king, you don't come with your shopping bags and you're carrying stuff that's not covered by the Melech. So if Derech Noshem Lamo came from the Melech, there was a fancy pocketbook that people bring that to a wedding and have a fancy pocketbook, that's part of the noy. But if it's not a fancy pocketbook, then you should. Yes. So what about the Tino that we started to share about? He thinks we get page 22. Tino, Sheila, page 22 on the right. Isha shall medit for Haskell Shmonesri by time Hiskel Manon Livkos. She's about Shmonesri, the baby started to cry. So she has to pick him up. So can now she damage Shmonesri? Hey, Mutez Lespal, Shemachzekas Atinu Piyoda. If her also will hold over Shaliba Olem, Shaliplu. Then he says, but if you're in a situation where, you're afraid to leave the kid alone, you're in the airport. So again, if the Tinoch is because of Scheinberg, the Tinoch, both have a shell verse. But so Lamaisa, it's not right, Lachatkhila, none of these things. But what the Bach says, Lachatkhila, you shouldn't do have anything. Anything, questions, or whatever? Maybe only a siddur, because a siddur is, and his mashma lulav is lechatchila. Even though it's interesting that Rav Shechter always likes to point out from Rav Soloveitchik, normally we never do a mitzvah in mitten shmoneh esrei, except for shofar. So as Rav Shechter said, Rav Soloveitchik, shofar is a din tefila, but lulav is a chiddush. Lulav is a chiddush. We do lulav in the middle of shmoneh esrei. But the Gemara says Beferish, that Anshe Yushalayim would hold on to the lulav in Mitten Shmoneh Esrei. So that's a Chiddush. It's a mitzvah.
But the same would apply for a bracha, obviously to have fun out here about to say a bracha, right? On Yom Kippur night. Don't the people who hold the sacred Torah still have it in their hands when they say Shabbat? Mm. The two people are holding the sacred Torah. I think they're still holding it.
Yeah, he discusses what it implies for other things, but the pasuk says that this is a din shmoneh esrei.
You have to go to the bathroom in the middle of shmoneh esrei.
Yeah. No, you don't make an Asher Yatzah in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. Make an Asher Yatzah after. You don't make an Asher Yatzah in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei.
Yeah. I mean, at the end, he seems to not be a fan of Donny smartphone.
Yes, there was a Lisbala B'toch smartphone of Harfness. Near the Lav Shop, you're done with Lisbala Shmoneh Esrei B'toch Kli and Nikra smartphone. Your Torah Sitter. Mechash Adam Ha'ochzo Mitrad Le'izal Shalipo B'yadav Tishaver. Yeah, you think Taka, the people who have Tirda?
You're going to get a phone call.
Okay. Nowadays, like, if you have a case on your phone, yeah. You're on a carpet on the floor, nothing's going to happen.
Yeah.
You still want to drop the phone.
With a good case.
I don't think people are so tired.
I think
they're going to
have
to
give their message.
Yeah. Shane Kikli, I can also max it, talk to Herbie for my. The Bach says that that's the lulav you could do lechatchila because it's
what was the ad that's in this
stuff that makes it lechatchila, but something that's not a mitzvah, but you just want to, it's in your hand. But you know, you have a ball, a punch ball, you know, like a little ball, and you put it in your hand. So you shouldn't do lechatchila because you shouldn't do anything. That's the other svara that he quotes with Harfin. It's a chisan and omid lefnei a melech. You don't stand in front of the king with a punch ball.
How does it being a mitzvah contributes to whether or not you're going to have to turn it one way or the other? You can't turn it because you're not afraid of dropping it, but why is it making it up? Why is it making it up? You're okay.
Because you're enjoying it. You're not, it's not a nerve wracking thing.
Ball is.
Oh, so the question is, if lachatchila you're not supposed to touch anything, is it a chisod over the flame melech to have a lulav? Maybe it's a mitzvah, so we wouldn't do it in front of the. You always think about what would you do in front of the king, what would you do in front of the president, you know. So you probably wouldn't be shit taking a. But maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who knows that that's the. You know, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a chisar, maybe only the Fnei HaMelech with a lulav.
So regarding the Chachilah, do you have it for anything that's not a sefer Torah or something that's very fragile or worth a lot? It's not a question of
tear down. So you shouldn't do it. You shouldn't do it.
The chachilah b'diavad is just based off of the omid lefnei
hamelech. Yeah, it could be.
Well, that would be after the death.
Oh, wow.
That, because it is that, you know, for the tumas toiras, you can't hold it.
Sefer Torah also is probably b'chadet neged chover sheishba. So if it's munos toivas, penis liram chayel is dover.
It's not in it.
Yeah, but this is not the. Yeah. Yeah.
It's
not
physically there.
Yeah.
Maybe with the accident.
Yeah, I don't think the Bedech. But Lechatchila, you shouldn't. But especially for the Bach, Lechatchila, you shouldn't have any. Because Lechar, the Svara. The svar of Omid Lefnei HaMelech is a strong svar.
I don't know who was the first one who said.
Yeah, who was the first one who said that? I mean, Harford's quote, but who did he quote from? Who did he quote from? So who said it? Who said the svar? Yeah, he has it here.
The word that he caught up with other
Right. In the past, time of his, the time Rashi, Shufashashi, you call it all time. So let me see, he must quote who says that's fair. Yeah, let's look at the first truva. He says, Ancient Rashi, Tosha Chaviv, it's a. Okay. I don't know who's the earliest mocker. Yeah, one second. I don't know who says that's fair. I mean, he quotes it there, but I don't know. Does he quote a Kadmo that says it?
Rabbi, it comes up on whether you can be leaning on something in Shmoneh Esrei, especially Amid Lifnei HaMelech.
Yeah.
I was going to bring that concept.
Someone says it. I don't think he made up that far. What? Yeah, but then he's referring back to something that he wrote. That Rabbi Yonah. This has nothing to do with the Kavana. Because it's anything. I think that's what the Farfus is saying. That's Pran Rabbeinu Yonah, that these things are lavdavka. There are things mentioned in the Gemara. He says, "Who are the little biyodosh?" So, what's the pshat? We told Shum Dover, Rabbeinu Yonah. So that's, I think, what Farsh is saying. That Shum Dover, because you're only lifnei Hamelech, so you shouldn't have anything. And maybe according to that, even the sitter shouldn't. See if the sitter is going to help you in the davening.
Is that
pshat
that have
But Yona doesn't say Mefarish, but I think it's very mistaken that that's what he means.
Isn't this a regular concept in Tefillah? That's why you have
very
to be dressed a certain
way. Because these things are going to stare. You're going to be afraid. Rabbi Yona says, except for Lulav. Lulav, you have a heter. Chibul mitzvah. You have a heter. The Shulchan Aruch. Well, what does he say? What's the lashon? What's the lashon? Yeah, the simple pshat in the Shulchan Aruch is passing like Rashi.
Rebbe, it's in the Prima Gardim. If you take a look
at the Prima Gardim, let's see. What page?
On 11, in Sifkat and Beis.
Yeah, I know something. It's Sifkat and Beis.
So not the one
that. You're saying, don't make that. Oh. Yeah, I should. Yeah. in Sipkat base, in the Sipkri Mishpritzov's off. I didn't bracket, I don't did out. I have Taziski Maravillon that feels shards from also. You're at the Ain Omid Kach with Neag Doyle. Because the one Hafetz, yeah, that's what I, yeah, that was the one. You don't do that with Neag Doyle. You don't, because meeting somebody important, you don't go with a shopping bag and this, you know, you don't. You know, I remember Rav Geli used to say when he was the Rav of Broyers. Community was not allowed to carry things in the street. It was not, you know, that was the thing. He couldn't, you know, carry. Yeah, Rav was not allowed to carry things in the street, even though he would have wanted to help, but he wanted. Rav was not allowed to carry things in the street. So, you know, Snake Doylem, it's not a dignified thing. That's the prima god, the prima god. So it's already
a lulav you can carry.
A lulav you can carry. A lulav you can carry. Even the mitten shmoinas, lulav you can carry. That's an interesting chiddush. So the prima gadim brings down this. Yeah, so that's the other svar. Yeah. Okay, it's a fascinating topic. You know, people don't think about it. So Mustafa also. So the baby, this you know, that's what the Bach said. Chatchila, you shouldn't carry anything. That's this Rabbi Yon. Chatchila, it's not covered there. Okay, people say Shkoyach.
There's a shem. Look at that, Jack Shkoyach. Kol tov.
Kol tov. He's